This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Well, I should say, welcome to another session of Sanity. I'm so excited. I think I'm already there. Welcome to the session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Be part of the process that makes things better. Don't just be like them. You keep complaining with no fix. You think you have a fix, but it never really works. Seriously. And I very much do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, being involved, being engaged, being part of. Crazy busy day today, huh? News-wise, what do you think? Well, first of all, let us say, that our hearts and prayers go out to those in the shootout in New Jersey, left six dead, including a police officer. You know, these things, again, they right away, right, start screaming about gun control. It's all about gun control. But it's not. It really isn't. You're going to tell me you're going to take the guns off the streets, you're going to grind them all up, you're going to do whatever, and guess who's still going to have guns? Until you decide to get tough on the criminals, until you decide to actually do something about it, it's not going to change. Nothing's going to change. Enforce the laws you have, not a problem. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with me, and I really do appreciate the email. I was going to say cards and letters, but emails, actually, that you send to me. And if you want to get involved, email-wise, you'll send out one email a week. You can email, if you go to the website, you can give me your email address, and we let you know once a week what's going on, what the topics should be, what's going to happen. Later on in the show, George Papadopoulos is going to join us. Going to find out a couple things. Is he exonerated by this report? Would be number one. Number two, he's running for Congress. My question to him would be, why? Right? Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, later on in the show, I'm going to deal with a lot of the news from today. What the probe actually meant. Remember, the probe was very, very narrow. That's why people are having such a heart attack right now. When you've got the Attorney General coming out and saying, oh, wait a minute, there's a lot more here. You're going to hear and see it too. And then, you know, when you talk about what's going on or what went on during the Obama administration, a lot of that's going to come to the surface as well. So we are far from finished with this. Some of you are throwing up your hands and going, oh, see, it was supposed to be a bombshell. Really wasn't a bombshell. Well, not totally true. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you know that anti-Semite known as the Donald Trump? You know how he hates Jews, right? I think he hates Jews, blacks, clean air, little kids, water. Well, he's going to sign an executive order designed to target anti-Semitism on college campuses. About time. Really, a lot of lunacy starts off at the college campuses. Well, actually, it starts off with the professors who push it on your kids. This is what they're teaching your kids. The order will define Judaism as a national, as a nationality, in addition to a religion, which would allow the Department of Education to withhold funding from colleges that are too accepting of this anti-Israel movement. All over the place. They're all bad. Don't you know that? The executive order will be based on definition of anti-Semitism adopted by the State Department. It deems denying the Jewish people their right to self-determination anti-Semite. Now, while many Jews consider anti-Zionism to be a form of anti-Semitism, some critics claim that the definition makes it harder to criticize Israel's policies or disagree with them. Geez, that would put them right in line with the LGBTQ movement, wouldn't it? You can't criticize anything of theirs without being hate speech. Why shouldn't we do the same for Israel? Why shouldn't we do the same for another human group that is consistently pounded on? The Department of Education has already reprimanded the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. There was a complaint lodged of anti-Semitism on campus in September. Now, it ordered UNC Chapel Hill and Duke University to overhaul their joint Middle East studies program, saying the program was biased. It didn't portray the historic discrimination against minorities by Islamic countries. Ooh, can't do that. See, we're twisting and tweaking. All these colleges, all these hard left loons are twisting and tweaking history to make you feel better. They don't just feel bad. Certain words you can't use, certain stories you can't tell. And now they want to change the history of this country from the founding? You can find it up on my website, therealside.com, story up there on it. Dems wanting proof that Dems want to rewrite history. Trump has implemented several pro-Israel policies over the course of his tenure there. Right? He broke with past U.S. policy, including recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving the U.S. embassy to that city. You know, every president, this is the funny thing about this, every president has agreed to do that. Every president has a promise to do that. None of them have. Think about it. Really, none of them have. Oh, yes, you know, we recognize, we'll recognize Jerusalem and we'll move the embassy there. None of them did it. Yet Trump's the liar. He's always a puzzlement to me. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkus joins us after the break. You'll want to hear what he has to say. Protecting your rights. Protecting your legal rights. I mean, seriously. They're being eroded. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-888-888-888. 888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. If you look over my shoulder, some of you commented, I have a Christmas tree. It's not a holiday tree. It's not a holiday bush. It's a Christmas tree, okay? Had that thing for 20 years. So you can buy stuff that lasts a long time, but, God, I only use it 5 days out of the year or something like that, 10 days. Put it back in the box and put it back. But thank you for noticing. I appreciate it so much. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And in the spirit of the holiday, the spirit of Christmas, you know, I love when I have this guy on with me because this isn't the only thing he does. But he's so knowledgeable in this area that it's so easy to throw this stuff at him and have him help you, help me work through some of the issues that you're having. Maybe it's your schools, maybe in your local city, wherever it is, when it comes to celebrating Christmas, because a lot of people are, I won't say discouraged from, but in some areas they find it hard to do. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me as usual.
Thank you, Joe.
Always, always, always a pleasure. So, we are into the Christmas season, and it always seems like there's people that are afraid to say anything, afraid to do anything, especially when it comes to public property. And you're not banned from doing anything on public property. You're not banned for celebrating Christmas on public property. And so many people are unaware, such as is the nativity scene that has now been banned under a Delaware town's new policy. Now, it's coming to an end because the policy is, the town has decided, hey, we will no longer allow unattended displays. We won't allow these nativity scenes up there unless there's somebody with them watching them or unless it's like a live nativity scene, right? And they said that they have a beautifully decorated Christmas tree in the center of our lights, and it's all lit up, and everybody's happy with that. And it's important that these lights and these trees and what have you are up there. But there's been instances where unintended displays have been placed on a circle. They become safety issues, and the town has decided this is just too much for them to deal with. You know, and I realize that they believe it's a safety issue. But I think about all these towns across the country that are doing the same thing. What's the big whoop? I mean, now, I only want you to deal with one side of this. Can they actually ban you putting, can a town or a city ban you from putting up religious displays, I guess? What do you want to call this?
Yeah, it's a religious holiday display. And, you know, they can have policies limiting what is put up, but they can't restrict it based upon it being religious or non-religious when it comes to private parties. They can require a prior approval, prior permit. They can have different requirements, code requirements, safety requirements. The real problem here usually, though, is our cities where they say, oh, we'll allow, you know, private displays, but we're not going to allow any nativity scene because that's religious. Actually, that's unconstitutional. The government has to be neutral when it comes to displays by private parties, even if it's on public property. They have to be neutral and non-discriminatory and not anti-religious.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny when you say that. When you put these scenes up or you celebrate the quote-unquote Christmas season, I know that people get crazy about, you know, Easter or anything along those lines as well. But, again, people usually give up right after it, right? I mean, they usually give up because, you know, what is it, the ACLU, they have to send out a letter, they have to ruin everything always, as usual. But, you know, it's just like this, one atheist sends a letter to the school, and now a nativity scene has been dropped from a grade school Christmas show. And again, they're my favorite people. These are the freedom from religion freaks. And they did it again. They sent a letter to the Boys and Girls Club and to the Chisholm Elementary School and telling them that they can't do a live nativity scene during the school's annual holiday show because of the separation of church and state. And these schools backed out in a heartbeat. I mean, are they not getting the information?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it. And they're intimidated. They don't know where to go to help. I mean, we have Pacific Justice Institute, we provide legal assistance to school districts and schools in this situation all across the country without charge, and they should not hesitate to contact us. Well, the bottom line is schools are allowed to put on plays that be telling the Christmas story. That is constitutional, and you know, this attitude of we need to sterilize anything in any way affiliated with faith from our culture, from our heritage, from our schools, is nonsense, and it's clearly not supported by the Constitution.
And even look, these guys are in Wisconsin. It's like they drive all over the place looking for these issues. Specifically, what was offensive, particularly offensive, ready for this one, was the Mary Joseph and baby Jesus scene, because, you know, baby Jesus being born at that time, we have no real proof of that, and that's nothing but religious folklore. So therefore, we shouldn't be teaching that in school.
Yeah. There's actually tremendous documentation, both from believers and non-believers, Josephus is a Roman historian who was a non-believer, and there's tremendous record keeping. So when people try to say that, it just shows their own ignorance, and it's most unfortunate. But irrespective of their understanding of history, it's a part of our heritage, it's a part of our culture, and the courts have upheld the demonstration and recognition of that which is of cultural heritage and cultural significance.
Yeah, I find it amazing that from a history standpoint, as you say, you know, we're not allowed to talk about it because it's got a religious base to it. It's always amazing to me, you know, when it comes to Judeo-Christian kind of celebrations or what have you. Seems like that every other celebration doesn't really have a problem. You know, just ours. It seems to irritate people the most. But, you know, anyhow, I get a kick out of this. Look, we're going to go for a quick break. I know you're almost where you need to be, too. So when we come back, there's a lot more of this stuff that I want to talk about. Because we are coming into what's commonly referred to as the holiday season. You and I call it the Christmas season. And there's so many areas, like whether it be at school, at work, if you work for the government or what have you, you got to be kind of careful. But you still have a lot of rights. You do not give up your religious rights to celebrate the season just because you're a Christian, do you?
Right, exactly. You don't give it up, and people need to recognize that there's tremendous freedom in the open marketplace, in school, and in government places.
We'll hear more of that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Brad Dacus joins me from Pacific Justice Institute. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee Jerry Nadler has announced two articles of impeachment against President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
The integrity of our next election is at risk from a president who has already sought foreign interference in the 2016 and 2020 elections and who consistently puts himself above country. That is why we must act now.
The full committee is expected to vote on the articles this week. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a trade deal with Canada and Mexico, which has been reached between the House and the White House, will have to wait because of the impeachment.
We will not be doing USMCA in the Senate between now and the end of next week. That'll have to come up, in all likelihood, right after the trial is finished in the Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
We are back. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Head up to the website. You'll learn so much about the show, time, stations, that kind of thing. If you want text alerts that the show's coming on, you want to text TRS to 77222. TRS is 77222. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, as he does every week, so we can tell and talk and let you know about how he is protecting your rights as a parent, as an American, and as practicing your religious freedom all across the country. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Hey, before we get rolling at a million miles an hour, tell people what Pacific Justice is all about, how they can help you, how they can get involved.
Certainly. We're a nonprofit, 501c3 legal defense organization. As you know, Joe, we handle more cases on the West Coast in particular than any other organization of our kind. But we also we have hundreds of affiliate attorneys all across the United States in 9 offices. We have more offices than any other organization, and like I said, we do all work completely without charge. And what makes us really unique, Joe, is that in defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of life, we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one is left on the side of the road. And that's a very unique hallmark of the Pacific Justice Institute, so no one should ever hesitate to contact us for legal counsel or legal assistance.
No, and again, even simply to find out what your rights are. I mean, it's really that simple. Sometimes you're better off doing it ahead of time than, you know, afterward when you already buried yourself, so to speak.
But it's yes, definitely.
It's a good idea to get some pre-advice, right? All right. One of the recent ones you've had is the pastor in Washington, and apparently the judge was just as appalled as you guys were, right?
Oh, yes. So, yeah, the judge, you know, heard the case and heard the arguments of our attorneys, and I don't want to sound bragging here, but I'll brag anyway. Our attorneys do an excellent job, just really top-notch legal defense. And the attorney up there, Jorge Ramos, who argued the case in the briefing, pointed out to the judge that the police arrested this man. He was a pastor who just wanted to go into the library to observe, not to say anything or make a commotion, just to observe this this drag queen reading the story hour to these little children, and he wanted just to be there and to silently pray to himself for these kids. Well, the policeman said, you know, asked him, said, well, you know, what do you, are you supportive? He said, well, no, I'm not, but I just want to be there to observe. And he said, well, then you can't be there. You have to go to the other side of the street. And he said, well, no, I'm not a demonstrator. I'm creating no commotion. I shouldn't be discriminated against because of the fact I'm a Christian. These are my beliefs, and I just want to observe. He said, no, we're treating you. You have to go back. So he was arrested, booked
wow.
like a criminal, had criminal charges pending against him for up to a year behind bars if he lost his case. The prosecution would not give up. So we pointed out to the judge, he says, Your Honor, he wasn't demonstrating. He was creating no commotion. He shouldn't be discriminated against simply because of his beliefs that he's a Christian or has, you know, traditional family beliefs, et cetera. And that's what the government did. That's what the police did. And the judge agreed with us in a very detailed opinion, said this violates his constitutional rights not to be treated by the government differently simply because of his beliefs and denied to be able to attend a public event in a public place sponsored by the library, public library. And it was a very, very strong, very detailed opinion dismissing the case. This is a big slap in the face of the prosecutor. I mean, it's a real insult. Usually they just, like, withdraw the case themselves.
Right.
But they were so vehement that the judge went ahead and had to do this. And then they have the audacity, Joe, the prosecutor, to file a motion for reconsideration after they read this very thorough opinion. So we may have to defend him all the way to the Supreme Court, but it's very refreshing to see that the judge got how tyrannical this was and a violation of this pastor's rights to be treated fairly and equally like everyone else and not like a criminal.
Yeah, and like you say, he was sitting there minding his own business. So if somebody, you know, if I walked in and somebody knew me as an outspoken Christian, maybe that cop would have known, and tried to remove me, that really would have been an issue for them, wouldn't it? I mean, again, as you said, they can't just remove you because they know and or perceive that you're not on the same page as the event, correct?
Right. They can't do that. Not the government. A private party, private gathering.
Well,
they
yeah.
can do what they want.
Yep.
But this... No, this is a public event sponsored by the government. They cannot say, oh, people of your faith aren't allowed to even be there. We're going to treat you like a second-class citizen. You go in the back of the bus, so to speak. They just can't do that. And what's really, you know, it's what's annoying, though, is that this prosecutor in Spokane is so determined and so vehement in his agenda and his ideology that he wants to do this. And the reason I say ideology is because, Joe, what we discovered on his Facebook is he referred, I'm not making this up, he referred to our client, the pastor, as and people like him as religious loonies. Religious loonies.
Of course
loonies.
We are. Come on, you know that. We're lunatics.
And this is the first time this pastor has ever been at any kind of gathering or event like this. He's not a big, you know, activist or... You know, he's just there. He heard about it. He was concerned for the kids. He wanted to be there to silently pray for the kids, observe what was going on. And that was the attitude of the prosecutor as our client, this pastor of this nice, wonderful church there, was among the religious loonies. So,
we'll have none of that, thank you.
Really. Yeah. And if he'd set a pejorative about another group other than religious people, but I'd say because of their race or nationality or orientation or something else, and put the word loonies with it.
Oh yeah,
he would have lost his job immediately.
Yep.
But apparently, apparently our society still thinks it's okay and permissible to treat people of faith like that. But we at Pacific Justice disagree, and we're going to continue to fight it.
And Christians, I mean, it's Christians. They treat Christians like that because you know, we don't lop off hands, heads. We don't kill people for disagreeing with us. You know, we don't pound people or whip them. I mean, we just don't do it. If you want to talk about a religion of peace, Christianity is a religion of peace. We're supposed to get along with each other. It's just amazing to me. But all right, speaking of peace, you know. I always find it amazing that some of these loons get so mad about Christmas. They get so upset about Christmas time. It just makes them nuts. And I often wonder what it is. Is it the peace on earth or goodwill towards men that they disagree with? I don't get it. Never have. But let's talk about, you've got a 13-year-old who actually was, they tried to keep her from singing Joy to the World or playing Joy to the World what could be your defense against that? I mean, why wouldn't they allow that?
Yeah, Joe, this is really sad. Unfortunately, it's all too common. But it's a classic thing that we at Pacific Justice Institute are dealing with this time of year. This 13-year-old girl attends a charter school, which is a government school, public. It's a government-controlled school, a charter school.
Right.
And she had a project that she had to do, and her project that she chose was to play a song on a piano at a nursing home. That was her community project. So she chose to play Joy to the World. It's 300 anniversary, year anniversary for this classic Christmas carol.
Wow.
So she's not going to sing the song. She's just going to play the notes for the song at a nursing home. The charter school said, oh, no, you cannot do that. Separation of church and state, you have to choose some other song that's just purely secular, like Jingle Bells or something. And the girl was sort of like, what? What is this? I can't play this classic because you what have religiophobia? Was that the deal? So the parents contacted us. Yeah, the parents contacted us, and we went to bat for her. We sent a demand letter to that charter school, and I'm pleased to announce that after they had their attorneys look at it, they reversed their position and said, okay, all right, it's okay after all. But, you know, if we hadn't gone to bat for her, that 13-year-old would have had it just impregnated in her mind for her, you know, the rest of her years that there's something indecent, there's something wrong, maybe even, you know, dirty, inappropriate for singing a song that has anything to do with your faith or the origins of Christmas. And that would have been a very, very unfortunate thing to have allowed happen. And we at Pacific Justice are very sensitive to that. We want kids like her, young ladies, young men, students, to in no way feel stigmatized with regard or inhibited because
live out
of their faith.
I mean, it's really that simple. They should be able to live out their faith. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see them real side. Brad Dacus is going nowhere. He'll be with us on the other side of the break. I promise.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him in. You know, I always appreciate his time with me. Brad Dacus joins us. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Love what he does. You need to head over to pji.org. Not right now. Write it down and do it later. pji.org. Matter of fact, you can find it. I believe you can find it. And if you can't, you will shortly after the show on our either sponsor list or guest list. On our app. We're trying to get everything up there so you don't have to find it on your computer. You can actually have it on your phone. But you need to go check out what they're doing. They've got a lot of good information there. They've got a lot of good PDFs you can pull down, including one, Brad, about taking back your school, correct?
Oh, yes. And it's so basic and important for people to understand that, that you know, these resources are there and how people can really make an impact. So if they go to the website, they can download a book called Reclaim Your School. They can download a booklet called The Constitution on Campus. That's for college students to know their rights. And in fact, we also even have an opportunity for people to participate in our wonderful year-end matching gift program. It's up to $100,000 in cumulative giving. We match dollar for dollar. We're really excited about this, Joe, this is from now and through January. So if people want to participate in that or also have to get our Legal Insider newsletter every week via email, they can just go to our website, and it's pji.org, pji.org.
Yeah, people, if you can't figure that one out, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyhow, let's talk about, does the church belong in politics? You know, this has been my argument for years. And when I talk to pastors and what have you, I say, look, you need to learn what you can and can't do. You need to learn what you have the ability to do. My argument when we come around to election times is I always tell my listeners who are Christian or have faith is, what does your scripture say? What is that candidate? How much of your scripture does that candidate align with? Because my joke is this, your real ballot book, the book that you look at to find out what's going on, is your Bible. If you're a Christian, that's what you should be using. And you look at the candidates, and the one that most lines up with what is supposed to be your moral and religious and spiritual beliefs is the one you should vote for. Whether you like him or not, you like how he looks, you like how he talks, whatever it is he protecting life? Is he protecting the sanctity of life? Is he protecting God's basic values for us on a daily basis? And I have scriptures that can back that up. But we have more and more churches that are backing up and going, no, we can't be doing this. We have to have a separation of church and state. Really? Brad, enlighten us.
Sure. As far as legally speaking, churches have tremendous freedom to be able to talk about issues. They can have voter guides. They can, in fact, pastors, ministers conducting a service are free to express themselves now. The IRS decided not to move against any of the hundreds of churches that sent videos of the pastors talking about politicians and their stance on the issues or the support for a politician behind the pulpit. The IRS did not move on because they know it'd be unconstitutional if they try to take away the tax and status of a church because of their expression of their free speech rights. And then also President Donald Trump signed an executive order saying, hey, this Johnson Amendment that in the past has been there to intimidate and silence churches, I'm not going to enforce it. And with an executive order, he says, in my administration, we will not ever allow this to be used to muzzle the expression of pastors and churches because of issues, politics, politicians. They should be free to, under their conscience, to speak what they feel called and directed to is right. And that's been very liberating. So churches have tremendous freedom. We even have a booklet called Church and Politics. People can download for free from our website and make that available. We're going to be putting on some lunches and breakfasts also for pastors up and down the state probably this coming year in 2020 to educate them and empower them to know their rights and opportunities. One thing, Joe, last year we had ballot harvesting. We saw a lot of, individuals and activists in one particular party engaging in ballot harvesting, which is now legal in California. I mean, it's legal. In fact, it's the loosest state in the country. It's open to fraud, but it's legal. Well, many people don't realize this, but churches can not only register voters, but they can also harvest the ballots, people bring their ballots, absentee ballots to church on a Sunday morning, and then the church can deliver them to the voter registration office and have them make their voice known collectively, if you will. So there's a lot of things that churches can do that they're just not aware of.
Or I got to tell you, in dealing with a lot of pastors myself, or are just simply afraid of doing. A lot of them are very much afraid of stepping out, doing something a little different, a little out of the comfort zone. My wife helps to register people, or has in the past helped to register people at churches, and there's always they always get really nervous as to what you put out there. And I say, look, just put out the two major, you put your voter registration out there, your cards and what have you, and then just put up two little boards that say, look, this is the Democrats' platform. Here's the Republican platform as they published it. And that is not illegal or anything else.
No.
As a matter of fact, even the pastor from the pulpit saying you need to look at these candidates, if you would, which ones line up with your faith? Which one is a professing this? Or, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's okay for them to do, is it not?
Oh, it's totally okay. And they can even, like I say, have voter guides there. Those are totally legal, constitutional. And if anyone wants information about where they get voter guides for their churches, they can contact our office. We'd be happy to point them in that direction. But, there's tremendous freedom and opportunity. And, one thing, like you said, a lot of churches, pastors say, I don't want to be political. Well, they need to realize is that voting is a part of being a good citizen. That's a responsibility. That's an exhortation that's scriptural in Romans chapter 13 to be a good citizen. And also it's a part of a witness, the testimony of a church. If that church is truly filled with love and concern, they're going to care about people outside their church. And if they really truly care about people outside their church, the poor, the sick, the homeless, the unborn, then they're going to vote. Voting is an authenticity of their faith and the love that they profess. It's that simple. It's not about who's going to be elected and who's not going to be elected. What it's about, it's about being obedient, an obedient citizen according to Scripture, and living up to the testimony of the faith that you're professing and the love that you're professing. And that's what I encourage pastors with, and on how they can make sure their churches are registered and make sure that they vote. Those are two basic things that don't involve an endorsement of a party or even a politician, but are so important.
You know, I talk to these past and others, even my friends. You know, you and I both have, you know, long time friends, the Christian brothers, and every once in a while they pop up with Joe. Geez, Joe, why do you do that with the politics? You're not supposed to be mixing, you know, politics and religion. I don't believe that God ever wanted that. I go, well, first of all, who made government? Was it man or was it God? I mean, who gave us the ability to? I mean, think about this. Who gave us the ability to govern ourselves? God did, right? And you know, four quick scriptures before we run out of time, and I know you know these by heart. Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in rule, the people mourn. I mean, think about how nasty and how miserable it is when an ungodly person is ruling over you. And I don't care whether it's a mayor, a governor, or a president. You know, in 2 Samuel, it says, you know, and the God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he who rules over men must be just, ruling and in reverence of God. Not reverence of nothing, not reverence of other men, you know, in Exodus, moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. A heathen doesn't fear God.
Yeah, in fact, historically, Joe, the greatest tyranny and the greatest genocides in world history were done by men who believed there was nothing above themselves holding them accountable to, whether it was Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, even the Pol Pot regime. These are all examples of how dangerous it is when we forget that there is something above us, above which gives us our rights, our fundamental rights come from, but also our accountability for how we utilize those rights. People without faith should be able to run for office without question, but we cannot ignore our moral responsibility to be responsible for those who we do vote for and put in office.
No, and you and I were talking about this during the break. It's kind of like I tell people, especially conservatives and Christians, you complain continuously about the education system. What are you doing about it? Are you voting for, are you out there pushing the local conservative, the Christian conservative, somebody you know will stick up for what you believe in and what you stand for? Or are you just shrugging your shoulders going, doesn't matter anyhow, right?
Right. You know, Joe, most school districts in many states, including California, but especially in blue states, but most large city school districts are dominated and controlled not by the parents, but rather by organized labor, by the teachers' union. And unfortunately, the teachers' unions today don't even reflect the beliefs of a lot of the teachers. They're often very extreme with their agenda and their what they're trying to push and the indoctrination. And that's one reason, even on a local level, it's so important that parents get involved.
Yep.
And they not only vote for people who reflect their perspective, but also sometimes willing to step up and actually run for office and be supported by others who really want a parent-friendly school district. And very few, unfortunately, of our school districts are parent-friendly.
We're up against it. PJI.org is where you go. PJI.org. Brad Dacus, thanks so much. We will catch up with you next week. Joe Messina, your host.